You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Astros have had kind of a rough road trip, but there have been some bright spots, and they just had a very good game in St. Louis that I really want to talk about. So I'm going to talk about that. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Brian McTaggart. Tags, I was watching this game. First of all, Astros were playing in St. Louis. It's very reminiscent of the old days. This is the first trip there, I think, since 2013, or maybe the first time they played them. But this was, like, hilarious because Doug Fister is the starting pitcher, and the pitchers are, of course, not used to hitting. And, of course, he drives in two runs for himself. I mean, that had to have been, I don't know. I just felt like I was watching, like, an old Astros game. An old National League game. That had to have been a huge lift for the team.
Yeah, it made me miss Astros-Cardinals. You know, I kind of could get used to them playing a lot again. But, yeah, Fister coming up and getting the big hit and doubling his career RBI total was pretty cool. And he also dropped down a bunt. And, you know, yeah, I expected Berkman and Oswalt to come out of the dugout at one point as well. But, no, it was a good win for them. Fister's been by far their best starting pitcher, and he's sort of become their stopper. I mean, they needed a win, and he's gone out and won 9 consecutive games now in which he's pitched. And so with him on the mound, I think they're 11-2, so kind of an under-the-radar signing. It's turned out to be a very, very good one.
Yeah, that, to me it was like just a textbook win. So you have a starting pitcher who, you know, he has a really good outing. He drives in a couple of runs for himself, and then they have, you know, the two more reliable guys come out of the bullpen. And then Colby Rasmus. So, you know, we've talked about him a little bit, but Colby Rasmus is an extremely likable person. I have to say that, first of all. And he had some really rough times. I mean, the only thing we knew about him, really, when he came to Houston was just the things that you heard about what went on with him, Tony La Russa in St. Louis. He was obviously a hugely touted prospect in that organization and came up through the system. And then, you know, it doesn't work out for him there. He comes to Houston, he finds a very comfortable place, and he hits a home run last night. What kind of thrill was that for him, just to be able to do that in front of a pretty good crowd in St. Louis?
Yeah, I mean, he kind of downplayed it after the game, but, I mean, I think it was a pretty special day for him. He said before the game that he joked with his family on the off day before coming here about what to expect in St. Louis, and he joked about tipping his cap, and, you know, they gave him a nice little applause, and there was a couple of boos mixed in there, but I think it was, you know, he spoke about how he learned a lot of things here, and, you know, he said he was blessed to play for the Cardinals, but, you know, I think it was a rough time for him, just being the prospect and the can't-miss guy on an older team, and frankly, the veterans didn't really treat him very well, and he couldn't be himself, and, you know, really took its toll, and then, of course, the run-ins with La Russa, but I think all that has helped him to get where he is now, and at 29 years old, you know, I think if he's with the Cardinals, if he's 29, back on that team, I think he obviously fit in a lot better, maybe do some things differently, but he's grown as a person. I think playing here in St. Louis was a big part of it, and I think hitting that home run was probably his biggest thrill of the season. Like I said, he downplayed it a little bit, but it had to be fun for him just to play in this ballpark and hit one out of here and get another hit as well, just have an all-around good game.
And let's touch on Danny Wirth a little bit. So he got a call up, and I'm trying to figure out where he's going to – I mean, I don't know how long he's going to be up for, obviously. Nobody does. But he took Luke Gregerson's spot on the roster. Gregerson is out with dealing with some family business. Danny Wirth is an infielder. So maybe getting some at-bats against left-handed pitching. I mean, they're not really looking – he's had a monster year in AAA, but they're – not really looking for him to be, like, taking over a starting job or anything like that.
No, AJ said he would, especially against left-handers, he would play third base. So I guess we'll see him against lefties, Albuena against righties. But he said the more he hits, the better he hits, the more he's going to play. He can play some first as well. But right now it's a platoon situation with him and Albuena, although he is in the lineup here today against the right-hander. So I think AJ is just trying to ride the hot hand a little bit and but I think AJ's wanted to get him up for a while. Yeah, he's 30 years old. He's not a prospect, but, you know, you can't ignore the numbers he was putting up at Triple-A. And, you know, maybe he's figured something out. Who knows? Maybe he's a late bloomer, or maybe, you know, he turns out to, you know, hit 260 and contribute in other ways. But, you know, again, they're just looking for ways to infuse some life into this lineup. And I don't think it's a given when Gregerson comes back that, that Worth goes down. I mean, I think that the chance that, that Tyler White stays here could be numbered, and especially if Worth is playing some first and cutting into his time a little bit at that position. But he's, you know, as long as he hits, he's going to stay here. I mean, AJ said they have a, some spots on the team that are open, and some, if some people come up and take them, they're going to get the lion's share of the playing time, and corner infields are included in that list.
They're coming home after this road trip, which they, depending on what they do in this final game, I mean, the best they can do on this road trip is 4-5. They're coming home to the Reds and I believe the Angels. So there has to be a little bit of optimism there to be able to come home to a road trip where, quite frankly, two not-so-good teams are coming in town. So this is a time that they could really sort of make up some ground.
Yeah, I think a 4-5 road trip, I mean, you take that considering the way they've played on the road for most of the year, but I think the rest of June is huge, not only because it's going to take you to the midpoint of the season, but look at some of the teams you have coming up. Like you mentioned, the Reds, you have a couple of series with the Angels, you do go visit Kansas City, but they got some teams they need to play well against and win some games. I mean, they're going to have to make up ground. They're three games under 500, and they're chasing five or six teams in the wild card. They're going to have to start winning series and making up ground, especially home. I mean, they need to go and sweep the Reds at home. The Reds aren't playing very well at all. So that's one of those series they just need to have. But even the Angels, they need to play well against the Angels at home and on the road and put themselves in position at the end of June to where, hey, they can look and see that they're maybe four or five games out in the wild card, and that changes the dynamics of things at the trade deadline and so forth. But they're not quite there, but they're close. And I think the next couple of weeks are really going to define, you know, how the season's going to go for them.
Okay, good stuff. We will keep our eye on that. Thanks, Tag. See you when you get back.
All right, thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.